So on this episode, Monique's godmother comes in there so heated and ready to find out what's going on. She's got scores to settle, so much so that even her hair is scared because it's literally trying to get away from her. It's so high.
It's so high.
We're scared. We don't want to be here. She's going to kick his ass. We're a little worried about being here.
I'm trying to get away from that scalp because that brain is pissed.
This was serving cockatoo realness.
I've been found guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of loving the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, okay, up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
I think it looked like she curled it, but then never separated the curls.
Yes.
Said it's just going to kind of, it'll look good. It kind of looked like if a triceratops, what is, you know dinosaurs better than me. What's the one, the short squatty one with the spikes on its back?
Fuck.
Oh, come on. You said you're a dinosaur expert and you just fucked it up.
I can never remember that one. But it kind of did look like, or a giraffe had licked her hair up. It did look like a big giraffe tongue. Just lick.
It did actually like it. Well, doesn't Triceratops have the fan that goes up in the back?
That's the horns. They have three horns.
They have the horns, but then don't they have like the little cowl behind them?
I think they do. Yeah.
I just realized Triceratops are gay dinosaurs because you got to be.
There is top in the word.
There is. And they're just walking around with a thing behind them.
This is Lilu, Busted and Disgusted, season 4, episode. Blah, 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 blah. We think it's 49. Penultimate episode before the season finale next week.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Y'all, we have news. We have news.
We do?
Yes, we're going to do an interview with Lindsay.
That's right.
Lindsay.
Whenever you say that, I'm like, we do. I forget all news. I'm like a goldfish until it happens.
We are
interviewing Lindsay from
this show.
Yes, this show. We may get Blaine too. He may be stuck in Possum Holler.
They said no. They said just her.
Oh.
So he's not going to be there. It's just going to be Lindsay. We're going to interview her next week.
I hope he's not incarcerated again.
I don't think so. They just took an Easter picture. Right. So, but I wouldn't be surprised
if they were gay.
Well, no, I don't think he'll care. I think probably this season next, because they weren't on this episode. I think their season arc is going to end with us wondering if they made it or not.
Oh, that's why.
That's makes what sense. I think. Makes so sense. We'll air that interview though, because we have a break in Lilu. Yes. So we'll just air it the week after. It'll go up the week after on the free feed. Actually, all our interviews go on the free feed, so you can listen. Well, I mean, it'll be here as well on Realigates Plus. But it'll be
you will probably hear me fangirl over her.
Oh yeah.
I'll say, yeah, as I said, were you ever in Crimes of the Heart? You'd be really good in some of those Southern plays. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. How old are you?
I am probably going to ask her if she's ever thought about being an actress.
Oh, she should have been.
Although she's sober now and doing really well, the last thing I want to do is turn her towards entertainment. That's the worst career to you.
She'll be on the pole in no time.
In no time.
Oh, y'all, I must say, we've had a rather lackluster couple episodes, but this episode kind of brought it with just
good.
Pure heart-pumping passion.
Yes.
Amber and the puppy showed out.
Oh.
And so did Chance and Tater.
They did.
But Monique and Derek, pretty the same old thing. He's still cheating on her.
He's still cheating on her. Her foundation still looks gray on her face. And she's going to take him back.
She looks dead. She looks dead.
It's the wrong color for her face.
Why won't someone say anything? Her sisters have to know.
It honestly looks like it looks like she got her makeup matched by a white girl at Sephora who doesn't know what
the fuck she's
doing. That's what it looked like to me.
Looks like she just came out of a grave to me, like a zombie.
I sucked at makeup on women of color until Lomita at the fashion fair counter pulled me over and said, "Baby, I need to teach you what's going on." And she taught me
how to do a black woman's makeup.
Well, because it's harder, actually, in that we're women of color. It's just because on lighter skin tones, it's you can have the wrong foundation. It's harder to tell. But on darker skin tones, if you don't get the undertone right, if you don't get the yellow undertone or the red undertone or the gray, like, you fuck, girl. You fucked.
It's why she looks, because she does look gray. It's bad.
It's bad. And sometimes too on any skin, but especially like skin with more pigment, sometimes you have to use different. Sometimes your skin and around your eyes is more warm, and around you know what? I'm bored by this, and I'm going too far into the makeup, and there's too much stuff that happened on. But anyway, message me for details if you want. I just censored myself. Are you welcome?
I am welcome. I see. So, y'all, her sisters are coming over. We have two arrivals, but we think it's going to be his sisters, but no, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
I guess they have a tracker on his car because they can just show up whenever they want to.
Exactly.
And it is her godmother, Rachel, and her sister, Nicole. She's got a lot of sisters.
Yeah,
it's
big
hard to
family.
Keep track. So,
we don't even know who that guy is.
I think he's like her friend, it said, Stacy.
Ah.
Stacy's mom
got it going on.
We have a meme up right now that I believe I called this hair. This is fuck around and find out hair on this godmother. She's not here to play. And she's like, "We're gonna give you the third degree. We need to." And I'm like, "You haven't been already?"
No.
Obviously, you haven't. A couple of things that I, y'all, this is so fake. I don't know. Part of me thinks that Monique would still be with him just for the attention, but it is totally fake on Derek's. Derek is totally, I know I'm not saying anything none of you are, no, but
wait. When you say fake, do you mean the storyline's for Audacity or it's fake that,
It's fake they're together.
It's fake they're together. But the storyline of him cheating and all this seems real to Monique.
Okay,
I agree with that. I didn't know if you were saying this, like they were fake together or, he's 100% not into her. But this is Monique's, like she loves watching her family fucking read him for filth. She loves it.
And he's like, we're in each other's lives. We came in each other's lives, and it's fine. He's like, we have our ups and downs. One of the sisters, where are the ups?
Don't see. I agree.
And at one point, y'all, I looked around and like it's her whole family there, and Derek's sitting over there in like a little chair, and all of a sudden, like he just wandered into a land of giants. It looked like at one point, just everyone is so much bigger than he is. The size of just in general, the size of these people's heads are twice as big as his little head.
They're bigger than him. Yes,
it's like Gulliver's Travels. All of a sudden, he's up on a sleeping. He's
current
up on a sleeping
references
Monique.
Only.
That's classic literature.
Wow. wow. So
he's just sitting up on his sleeping. So
the sisters are like, you cheated. And she's like, nah. And then, y'all, a lot of this would be solved if Derek just turned his phone on fucking silent.
Thank you. I wrote that. I'm like, have you ever heard of that? I think they add these things in post, obviously.
Because he's texted on his phone. And he's like, who are you texting? What's going on?
Nothing says, I'm not lying to you, like running upstairs.
As soon as you look at your phone. And I wrote, this is some middle school bullshit.
And he deletes the text, y'all.
Yeah.
This is the worst liar in the world.
Yeah. And,
but you're exactly right. She needs to do all this. Mm-hmm. This fulfills something for her.
Yes.
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
It reminded me when Felicity Halliwell had a note from Blaine Butcher, who now is in prison, actually. But and it's actually gay and sent me a dick pic. Remember that guy?
Yeah, that was a nice dick.
He just sent me his. He was like, hey, how are you? I'm gay now. And then sent me his dick. And then I realized he was in prison for murder. And I went, well.
And that's when I leaned in.
That's when I leaned in and I realized.
And I was like, ooh.
Terrible taste.
Ooh, I love a bad boy.
But Felicity, she had a note from Blaine Butcher, but Blaine Butcher was dating Carly Truesdale. And so Carly Truesdale went after Felicity, and Felicity was trying to run with the note. And Blaine, the whole time, just watched and laughed.
How do we remember all these?
This was in seventh grade. This was a big deal. Well, until Heather Harris thought she was pregnant by Cody Proctor, then that kind of usurped it, but that was 3 years later.
Then that became the big news story.
That became the big news story.
So he basically says, and Monique's like, I can't believe he would do me like that. Really?
Really? Girl, I cannot feel sorry for you anymore. Cannot, will not.
He's like, oh, this was just some kind of porn site I was looking at. Yeah. And then, y'all, she basically finds that he was texting a girl the night he came into Chicago.
On Instagram.
Yeah. And he keeps saying, that's old. That's old. And then at one point, and it was the bottle service girl, finally, he's like, how'd you find her? I'm like, bitch, she blew him in the bathroom.
Bitch, she blew him. But it wasn't that one. It wasn't that bottle service. Because this was some bitch in Atlanta. And as the sister says, why are you coaching these hoes? Why are you coaching these hoes?
And I immediately flashed on a Ho League for baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Like a
There's
different
no crying in Ho League.
Like a different version of a league of their own. But yes. Just with hoes. Just like bottle service girls.
Yeah.
And Derek screaming, why are you, there is no crying in hope in ho ball.
Yeah, there's no crying in ho ball. And so Derek finally admits, he's like, yeah, it's just for you. But then he says to his talking head, in the moment, he says, I ain't gonna lie, I have some entertainment fund. Fun.
I don't know why anybody went, oh, that's it. Oh, okay. Oh, so he is, yeah. Okay.
The poor person went, Carl, he was cheating, Carl. I'm shocked.
It's appalling, the storytelling and for them this season. It's complete comedy. I even think that sometimes they have a hard time playing it up. It feels like to me. Do you notice Derek is smiling the whole time?
Yeah.
And y'all, the thing is, Monique kicks him out. Spoiler alert, he's back the next day, I guarantee you.
Well, and is he back in prison now, or is he? Well, no. They'll let us know last season. He got out on bail, right?
Yeah.
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 All right.
This has been.
This was riveting.
Who knew that Tater and Chance would be the nail biters, along with Amber and Puppy, of this season?
Well,
I did not see it coming.
I think we could assume from Amber. Remember, last season ended with both of them consoling each other from losing their baby and having an abortion.
That's
so
true.
That tracks.
Yeah.
This does not track. And again, I'm going to say it now. I want... Hashtag revenge for Tater.
You mean justice for Tater?
Well, I don't want to say that because I feel like that's usurping something for people of like,
oh, I see,
violence. So I don't just, and I don't want justice. I want revenge because Chance is fucking this Chance. Woman up. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think y'all, we all kind of, we thought we knew how this was going to go, but it turned out to be much worse.
Yeah.
And
okay. Speak. How did you think it was going to go?
I thought it was going to be some person he would say his friend, and I thought he would just go home with her later on. No, would go home with Tater.
Ah.
After all that, and then promise her everything was going to be better.
And then finally admit to her that he didn't have a job and he was looking for a job.
Yes, that's what I thought was going to happen. Au contraire, ma sœur.
Not at all.
was not to be, because he is drinking with Tanya, who, do I believe, I don't believe, I do believe that he hasn't seen her.
I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks.
I will say, I don't think he's seen her since he's been out, and I don't know if he's hooked up with her. I don't know. She does seem like a friend from recovery. Because
she is real fucking handsy with him, though. That would piss
me off. No, it's true. But I didn't
get that vibe.
But didn't you find it completely distracting that was what Taylor was upset about? Not the drinking, not the lying, not the gambling, but her touching her man.
Yes, what it is that Chance is not wrong. Chance is not wrong that Tater is a bit overzealous or over. She gets jealous too
right.
quickly. But, and does he feel like I do that? But the thing is, the reason she maybe has a little bit of control issues, but when she literally has no reason to fucking trust anything that comes out of your fucking mouth,
no,
she's justified.
I totally believe you. I totally agree with you, I'm saying. What I'm talking about is it's not the lies. It's just it's the
No,
idea
I'm agreeing that, with you as well. I'm that, saying that there's a kernel of truth from both people about
right.
that when Chance says, she won't let me have any friends, and she goes that I'm agreeing that Tater does have this jealous streak
right.
that is not based in reality.
And that's the thing. I don't know if it's workable for them too, for these two people.
Because Chance is a flirt, and he wants, but that's it. She knows he's a fucking flirt and flirts with everyone. I mean, if I was in a relationship with someone, well, like you, I would never let you have any friends because you're a fucking flirt and you'd bone them.
I don't bone my friends anymore. I learned it wasn't set up for a good situation. Let's just say that. Because sometimes friends don't tell you that they're in relationships.
Yeah.
Not my fault. So, y'all, we do meet Tanya. And at one point, he's like, this is Tanya, my friend I told you about. he makes enough to say, and it just, he's like, yeah, we know each other from like Presbyterian day school.
Bullshitter.
And she's a friend, and he's like, well, why don't you tell me about it? He's like, I can't tell you anything because you're going to freak out. Now,
even the friend says, dude, you just fucking, like, why are you yelling? You're not making this better.
And it's interesting because, If Tater's triggers.
If Tater's trigger
is infidelity.
Woo! Tonight at Tater's Triggers, we got $4 beer. If you come before 10 a.m., always remember at Tater's Triggers, women get in free. Also, we got the Boots Good and Line Dancing coming out this Friday at 10 p.m. If you get there at 9 o'clock, you're going to get a free lesson from Leroy. That's Tater's.
Tater's Triggers, the place on Friday night. Pew, 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 pew.
Well, no guns allowed.
Let's hope not. God, we've had a really rough 4 days with fucking guns in this country. I'm so fucking tired. I know I don't have a right to be tired.
A way to bring the show down, even though.
No, I just sometimes I have to acknowledge the gun carrying elephant in the room.
Yeah.
It's just, I just can't, it drives me crazy to make people make the same fucking argument of, well, it's not the guns, it's the people. Well, when you have 120 guns per every 100 people, maybe it's the sheer number.
I know.
I'll move on. I will move on. I'm just really fucking tired. That's where I am today. Tired of seeing a kid carrying around his fucking band instrument. Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on from that.
Where was I? So y'all, Chance and Tanya going, let's talk about something that matters. Chance and Tanya go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she's
he's like, don't come in here. She's not going to like that.
And so, and this is the interesting thing. Chance just basically decides to get all of these double whiskeys or double tequilas, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And starts drinking them in this manic fit. And I don't think I've seen anything like this on Love After Lockup before.
No. Well, y'all, if you ever, because we talk about this, if you ever want to see what it looks like when a narcissist gets caught, this is it. This is 100% it. And this whole time, I mean, to put a kind of an umbrella over all of this, Chance never takes responsibility for any of this, and he's going to be upset at her, of course, but that is just classic narcissistic addict behavior, 100%.
Yeah.
And Tanya recognizes it, ironically enough.
And later on, y'all, he even says, the only thing I left, he's trying to drive, y'all, and security's saying, no, you are drunk. He is very drunk. And he's like, y'all are disturbing the peace. I'm the peace.
I'm the peace y'all are disturbing. Yeah.
And only a drunk person would scream, I'm the peace.
And self-involved. Yeah, narcissist. Yeah. Ooh, boy.
And, you know, it's so funny. This is the same person that said, yeah, it's like I'm being born again when his baby was born.
Yeah.
It's just like, whoa. And then Tanya finally says, okay, go to a meeting with me. He's like, my problem's not alcohol. He's like, well, maybe I do drink a little bit.
Well, maybe he is. Yeah. Maybe I do. And she says, go meet. And then Tater is, as she should, she's screaming, saying, why are you talking to someone who's not your wife? Because I can understand why Tater's confused, because he hasn't told her anything. She's completely in the dark on this. And she has, it broke my heart when she's crying in the car to Bobby. And she says, why does he hate me so much?
Yeah. At the same time, it makes me, I think she must have a history of only, like almost exclusively of men cheating on her, because it's the only thing she can think about. She's not even worried about his drinking. She's not worried about anything else.
No, it's just, does he love me? She's codependent.
It is the man, it is the woman putting her hands on him. And that is, it was almost like hard to watch, because you're like, is that the only thing she can see right now?
Because she wants to feel loved. She wants to. It makes sense, though, when you think about the way she poured herself into Bobby, her sister, and then she poured herself into Chance, and I bet she poured herself into Jake, you know, Jacqueline's daddy.
Oh, Jacqueline's dad, yes.
Who died. And like, she just has this fear of not being loved.
Didn't we make a bit about it? Her take talking to him every day.
Yeah, we used to, yeah.
Wow.
That's one of those that didn't go well, and we just kind of tried to forget about it and hoped other people did too.
Nah, I'm just bringing it up. So, y'all, she has a full-blown panic attack in the car, and it is heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
He gets picked up by one of his asshole buddies, and
he called him for an evac. I need an evac. And I went, you're not in Desert fucking Storm, you asshole.
I honestly don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't. I don't know how they come back from this. Well, I do know. I do know. He promises and promises, and she takes him back. I definitely don't want that. But in the same in the same way, I don't know at this point if Tater's got the strength to do this without a man. Even
well,
with her daughter,
Bobby,
even with
if Bobby
her
sticks
there.
Around, I think if Bobby sticks around, she can do it. She already raised a kid already because Jake died.
Yeah, but I'm talking about she has another baby with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, y'all, he's not going to go quietly. He's not going to go away quietly.
No. And a narcissist does not go quietly.
He either needs to be incarcerated again or I don't know. I don't know how this works out.
It's going to be harder for him to get sober because he believes that he's all powerful over himself. Cut to Cameron, my dad's coming over. Take your teeth out.
And your flag up. He's like, okay. And takes his teeth out.
They're almost like a 90s sitcom. They're just so, it's like.
No, they're the funny. Thank goodness. Funny. We need it. And at one point, the dad came in and Cameron just looks around the cameras. Damn, these people got the exact same face. He is funny.
He is.
Dad basically comes in and does look like Eris. Mm-hmm. And dad basically says, why couldn't y'all just wait a year? Blah, blah, blah. And he does say, I'm going to need to see what's going on before I approve all this. Cam basically says, well, I'm hoping we can develop a bond later. Well, Dad's, you did not ask me for her hand. And I wrote down, she didn't tell him he was getting married. She was getting married. He saw it on Facebook. So I understand that you need to be mad at Cameron and not your daughter, but I gotta say it feels a little stretchy to say he should have asked me for her hand, and it seemed like Eris didn't want to tell him.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but Cameron apologized. He's like, I'm sorry that this happened. Hopefully we can be good.
He said, you were incarcerated like me, so hopefully, we have this bond. And I rushed into things because I didn't want to go back to who I was.
I didn't want to be a boyfriend. I needed to be a husband because I wouldn't backslide. And
which is that wouldn't make me feel better.
Yeah.
That you married my daughter so you wouldn't back. But I want you to marry my daughter because you wanted to marry my daughter.
Well, I think the timing of it. So he did want to marry her, but he was afraid. I can kind of see it, but it still doesn't. The explanation sounds off. I agree with you. So we're getting ice cream. Every time they get ice cream.
Vanilla.
Vanilla ice cream. I can't sing the high note. It's a B.
Oh, I can.
Do it. It's there, but up a couple octaves. Do it, you bitch. No,
no,
don't,
I'm fine.
Don't say it. Don't say it. I actually heard your chords crack.
They did, but then they got there. It got pretty.
Actually, it's more of a B flat, but it's okay.
I always have to, y'all, she's laughing because to sing that I have to raise my hands in the air. Otherwise, it won't happen.
Your chords have to be so contracted. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She should see my butthole.
Wow. So there, because where else do you tell your dad you're newly pregnant by your husband who he's never met, but an ice cream shop?
Yeah. But
it is
smart
place.
To do it in front of your daughter so your dad can't freak out.
It's true. And what she's talking to her dad about, she's like, he's Lena says he treats us like queens and he helps Lena with his math homework, with her math homework more than I do. And Lena's like, yeah, he's pretty smart. And dad says, well, time will tell. And then I'm pregnant with Charlie. He's like, that's a man's name. But it sounds like we're going to be okay. And Steph and Kia are coming, thank God. And this is weird. she's not telling him about telling her dad about the baby.
I guess because he's going to tell his sisters when they come.
Yeah, I think they agreed not to tell anyone.
Yeah, they. But I could tell then if they're agreeing, they're telling the sisters when they come or not. I'm just excited for the family, Cameron.
It feels like fake drama. Just for more drama.
I don't think they have. Again, remember how like if they fast forwarded like 2 months or 3 months on them, and everything was like a different.
Yeah,
they had worked through.
I agree.
Luckily, because I really like Eris, and I love her daughter. I think they worked shit out.
Good. I hope.
I guess this episode, an ice cream parlor, is the place to tell people really big news.
That's true. Y'all, getting ice cream is when bad news goes down easy, or any type of news.
It's true.
Sean and Sarah, y'all. Now, actually, Sarah and Anthony and Abby, and they're meeting Anthony, and Anthony's got on the same shirt from before. So
either he does?
He has one good shirt that he's wearing, like a Bart Simpson crown.
Well, continuity. It,
or it was the same day.
Or that.
Yeah. So and then at one point, so Abby's there and he's like, she's like, do you have any questions on who your daddy is? She went, no.
She is so cute with those little
as a bratty little kid. She kind of looks like him, so it makes sense that that is his kid. And he's like, well, I'm your daddy. And she like cracks up. And I couldn't tell. Like, it looked like she was crying, but she also was laughing.
It actually made me sad. She wanted to cry, but she didn't. There was shame. She didn't want to show that she was crying, so she was acting like she was laughing. And that broke my heart, because that tells me that, because y'all don't forget, we know Sarah has her shit together now, but this kid was raised without a mom, too, because Sarah was in. So it made me that probably. Abby feels like she can't express her emotions or be sad. Yeah. And that broke my fucking heart.
And she said, he said, I wasn't around because I was sick. But I'm going to come up every weekend. And y'all, he's already saying things like, I love you. And I was like, this is happening really fast. Maybe you could figure out how to have a relationship like friends instead of a dad,
take it a little slower.
Relationship.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, it feels like every time you get a new daddy, you take
when
it
I get
slow.
A new daddy. Well, you take it slow, and then you take it fast. But you got to take it slow first.
But you always take it hard.
But I always take it hard. And then before you know it, you're calling them daddy, and they're saying, son, I'm going to take you to a baseball game.
Do 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 do.
Sugar down. Yeah. And shockingly, there is a theater organ. Boom, 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 boom. Should we move on to Amber and Puppy?
Okay. I'm just going to say this.
I'd watch a whole show about these people.
I've said it last week. I'd watch a whole spinoff
show about these people.
I don't. Because there's this whole cast of characters and they all show up at the end. And y'all, this is what I'm going to say. If you don't have fucking four friends that you could call and say, come move my ass out of this house with a piece of shit I'm dating. Then you
Hank, Michael, Tootie, Richard,
Snakey,
Poo Boy, and I wrote down, Redneck Avengers Assemble! We gotta move this whole shit out here. Po' boy, get your dip in.
Redneck Avengers. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's what I thought. Call all this. And they're all doing their bit. And one of them's superpower is a tiny little ponytail from the back of their head. Mm-hmm. Wow.
This. I mean, first we get Queen and Puppy, and Puppy's unpacking, and Queen's like, you got too much shit. And she's like, I know. And she tells Queen kind of everything that's going on about what happened. She went over there. They're fighting. She's like, I left. And she said, it's not peaceful for them. And this, again, Puppy retelling a story very sad is just riveting because of her big sad eyes.
I don't know. She'll never fully understand, or even if someone tells her, she'll never fully understand how much the camera loves her.
I don't know, think she will.
Or her storytelling ability. She'll never, and there's something about her that's like the most vulnerable thing I've ever seen on television.
Like a little lost puppy.
And meanwhile, Amber and TC, y'all, it's just silence. And he said, it's difficult for me to fucking talk about anything. Period. That's TC in one sentence.
And then he said, I just wish everything was easy and peaceful. Well, so does everyone, TC.
It's so interesting. I don't think this man wanted to be on this show. He is extremely uncomfortable on camera. I think he completely resents her. And maybe their relationship was good before. I think it was okay before the abortion, but
I don't think it was ever great. I just think nothing bad happened.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it.
Is it different? Because some relationships are good, but some relationships are never good. It's just nothing shakes it up.
And it's okay. And he won't even, I wrote down, he won't even use the word abortion. He won't even say it.
Because he's like, well, with your situation, the puppy says, Amber says, our situation. And she said, are you blaming me of the abortion because of my drinking? And he said, yeah.
Yeah. That's so awful. God.
He's like, well, I'm not blaming you, but I think that made it worse.
Ugh. I would reach my hand to the screen and just slap him. Same way I want to do with Danielle. Night day.
That miserable bitch. And it's Amber says, she's like, we made the decision together, but I was going through it alone. She starts crying again. And then TC says, it gets harder for me to show affection to you because your drinking really irritates me.
Bullshit. Well, that's such bullshit.
That is bullshit. He said, I don't even know how to deal with my own issues. And I went... And he kind of gets over and awkwardly hugs her. And I was like, I just don't have sympathy for you because you know it's a problem, but yet you're doing, y'all, and this is such a good red flag for you, or terrible red flag, but a good indicator. If you're in a relationship with someone who knows what the problem is, do their actions do anything to change the problem? If they don't, get the fuck out. And TC hasn't done anything to change this.
Yeah. When it's all words.
And they especially have the awareness and they know that it's a problem. Guess what? Y'all, because people do what they want to do. Full stop. People do what they want to do. TC doesn't want to do it.
No. Her mom, Monica, calls and she said, stop. That is obscure.
Toby, I think you have the most beautiful voice in the world.
That was a little bit of opera or opera theater from the opera called The Medium by Giancarlo Menotti. Wow.
Toby is mute, but he is a dancer. He's a dancer.
He usually gets fucked by a lot of twinks or tops.
I don't know where I was. So that's the problem with opera theater, y'all. It's hard to follow.
It's not. And so Amber's talking to her mom, Monica, and she tells her that they had an argument, but she said, we had a good talk finally.
Now, some of you, if you remember the history, so if your mom, who was a kingpin drug dealer and who arranged your best friend Puppy to be adopted by a man who you were also trying to con, if she thinks TC is maybe not the best relationship, maybe I don't know.
Trust that.
Yeah.
She might know. But also mom now is very like into the sober
and
life.
And she's sober. Yeah.
And Amber's problem is a drinking. But she said, again, she said, you can't fix someone when you aren't even fixed. Take care of yourself and get yourself right.
Meanwhile, Queen is telling Puppy, where's my money? Where's my rent money? Give me money. It's all I want.
It's all I want. And Amber and Puppy said, well, I guess I need to sell my shoes because I, no lie, I've got about borderline hoarder. I've got about $250,000 worth of shoes.
Boy, doesn't that add a little bit of, shed a little bit of light on who Puppy is?
I believe it.
I believe it. The idea of things and being so afraid of losing something.
Yeah.
God, they're compelling.
A whole show, y'all.
Y'all, the next thing, it's a couple weeks later, Amber gets home. This house is a mess.
Like, not even just kind of messy, like gross.
Yeah. It looks like a dog has pooped.
And if we remember, Amber's always kind of been a clean freak.
Yeah. And it's been, she's like, I feel neglected and unappreciated. And she's like, and I've had enough. She calls Puppy. There are post-it notes all over everything that say, me, me, me. And there's one on TC that says, definitely not fucking me. And she said, we fought. I pay all the bills. I clean the house. He then told her he wasn't attracted to her. And
now, I don't know if she's saying what he said earlier. He said, I'm not attracted to you because of your drinking. But I don't know if he actually said, I'm not attracted to you. I mean, he did. I'm just saying, though, like, it's... But I want to bring up the point. I agree that... But now, after several weeks, it's so... I hate it. The point I'm bringing up is Amber has internalized this so much and is beating herself up with it and just... It's... Which is probably causing her to drink fucking more.
And then he says... You knew exactly what you were doing when you got the abortion.
And I went, whoa.
I had to pause and just think. I couldn't get over it.
And Puppy just hugs her. And she says, it's okay. And Amber says, it's not okay. She's like, it is. It is.
Even Puppy's face when she heard that. And I just, it froze for me when I was taking a moment. Puppy's face was like this. It was just so full of pain. And she's like, you're doing what you need to for you. And that's when they call Queen and assemble the Redneck Avengers.
Because y'all, Queen gets shit done. And you know what I love? And I love that. Y'all, you should have friends like this where you say, hey, I need you to come over. Okay, why? Well, I just need you to move some stuff for me. And they don't even ask why.
No.
They just come over anyway.
If you need me to come over and help kill someone, I will.
Poodle won't ask why.
No, they probably deserved it. Most people do.
He's still trying to ruin my ex-boyfriend's credit.
I am. I'm getting close. One credit report down. She basically says the bills are in her name, and the truck's in her name, and he doesn't value me, and y'all, TC rolls up. And Puppy's like, oh, he doesn't like me. I like that. I don't know what to do. She's like, hide me.
I like that Puppy made it about her because Puppy gonna Puppy, y'all. You think he's gonna notice when he sees that his Amber's moving out and taking all this shit? Yeah, that's gonna piss him off not as much as going, and why is Puppy here?
Amber, she doesn't like me. He doesn't like me.
Oh, that made me laugh so bad.
Lastly, y'all, Britt and Marcelino,
they don't have problems.
They triggered me when the children were eating on those trays because I know all of you are triggered when your children are eating anyway, because I've been triggered so much by watching my niece and nephews eat. They don't eat.
It bothers you. I'm sorry.
Did your nephews eat?
Yeah, that's how they've lived.
No, I'm sorry. Even when they were younger, would they eat?
Yeah, that's how they grew. They ate. I'm confused by the question.
Like, some children don't eat. Like, my oldest nephew, when he was younger, barely ate.
Oh, Mars, look at us. We're an eating bunch.
They're eaters.
I want to go back, though, because I just want to say one line with Puppy and Amber. When Queen says, you know, he hasn't treated her well, and she said, he didn't give a fuck. And right now, we don't give a fuck. So who gives a fuck? Loved it. Sorry. That was just a great line. Sorry. Brittany and Marcelino. Yes.
But they're Like, and the mofongo, which is, I believe, is it plantain?
I think mofongo is a plantain. Yeah.
With a little bit of stuff in it, it's Puerto Rican food. And her son goes, mofongo. And he's like, where'd my phone go? And I was like, that is smart, kid.
Mofongo is really fucking good.
It has to be
good. You like garlic. You got it. It's a lot of garlic. He is a smart. He's an adore. He could be a child actor.
True. He could be. But I was triggered by watching these kids and what they had to eat because my niece will eat, but my oldest nephew, he eats now, but then the youngest one's even worse.
You're jealous because you wish you could do that.
A little bit. But it bothers my mother. You should see him eat. You have to try it. She blames my sister-in-law, of course.
I know she does. So they're talking later, and it's just Brittany Marcellino, and he's kind of going through some pictures and stuff, and Marcellino's like, you know, we have had a lot of good times, and I'm touched that she has such a kindness and gentleness for me, mm-hmm. and I want to be married to her, and I want to show her that I want to be married to her.
Yeah. I think, and he basically... At the end, he said, I'm humbled. I feel humbled to be loved by a woman who loves me so much. And he finds he kind of does, he's going through his hope chest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thinking mm-hmm. about memories. Oh, what I've done. And he basically, he gets a little pic of them and says, I think we should renew our vows. So obviously that's their arc. I think Justine and Michael were done. Because I did not see them in the finale.
Oh, yeah.
I think Justine and Michael are finished for this season because they did kind of leave it as we're going to do this.
He's going to be a rapper and be a married rapper. Yeah, they did. When you think
so
about it.
So I think that is done. I think Aris and Cameron's not because the sisters are coming. I think we're going to see.
Did we see?
I don't know if we saw Derek and Monique.
I don't know. We're definitely getting Chance and Tater.
Yeah.
You know what?
Lindsay and Blaine.
We're going to see Sean and Sarah. So we might still see a lot of people next week.
Are we going to see Sean and Sarah?
We see Sean.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He was in trailer. I think that was it for Brittany and Marcellino.
You know what that means?
Oh, wait, no. We see him next week too, they said.
You know what that means? What? It's going to be another poo-poo platter episode.
It's going to be a lot of people.
We're going to get I bet you it's going to be an hour and a half.
I was going to say, I bet you it's an hour and a half episode.
Fuck. We need to make time for that.
So.
All right. Y'all, that's the show.
Good episode. I enjoyed it. Oh, I think
check out our
people.
Love is Blind episode.
Reunion check out episode. Love is Blind.
It just dropped.
Yesterday and on 420, if you weren't paying attention because you were doing other things, we don't know your life. Well, we don't. So yeah, check that out. And then Love After Lockup, the finale's next week. We'll have a break, from Love After Lockup, but don't worry, we'll talk about it next week. But there is plenty of shows that are going to be coming on this feed. So,
yep.
Including You, Me, and My Ex.
You, Me, and My Ex.
Oh. It's messy and good already. The first episode just dropped this week. So you can listen to that. And as Poodle said, the comments and the Patreon, y'all are going up.
You're kind of in disbelief about some people are joining it this season. And I'm like, you need to go back.
You need to go back. All right, everybody. That's the episode. Thank you all for listening. You can go to realitygaze.com. Follow us on social media. Y'all know the drill. And until next week, we will what, Poods?
Lyle-luya
later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love.